أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Indeed, it's been a very emotional week. I confidently say for Muslims all over the world. Why do I say that? Because it is the mark of true iman. It is the mark of true faith to feel the pain that your fellow brothers and sisters in Islam are feeling. Whether they live next door to you, in the next neighborhood, in the next town, or way down under at the end of the world. And to prove that, As-Sadiq al-Ma'soom, the truthful, the infallible, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. He says in a hadith, and this hadith can be found in both the authentic compilation of a hadith of Al-Imam al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim, rahimuhumullahu ta'ala rahmatan wasi'a, an al-Nu'man ibn Bashir, qala, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في تواضعهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى سائر الجسد بالألم والحمى وفي رواية بالسهر والحمى أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Narrated by An-Nu'man ibn Bashir, Allah be pleased with him, and with all the illustrious companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the likeness of the believers, مثل المؤمنين, Allah make us of them, ameen, في تواضهم, in the love that they have for each other, وتراحمهم, and in the mercy that they have for one another, وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ, and in the compassion and empathy that they show to one another. كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ is the likeness of a body, a single human body, like your body, like my body. إِذَا اشْتَكَ مِنْهُ عُدْوٌ, if one part of that body feels pain, تَدَاعَ لَهُ سائر الجسد بالألم والحمى وبالسهر والحمى, says that if one part of that body feels pain, then the entire part of the body feels the pain and the fever with that part of the body. The other riwayah, بالسهري. What is سهري? قلة النوم, little sleep. Like when, for example, you burn your finger on the stove, لا سمح الله, Allah forbid. Or you stump your toe on the door. Then what happens when you go to sleep at night? That finger or that toe, small part of the body, yet it throbs, it pains. And what does it do? It keeps the whole body awake at night. And that is how the true believers are towards one another. When something happens in Syria, in Yemen, in New Zealand, or wherever it might be in this world, then we feel the pain and the suffering with our brothers and sisters in Islam. Last Friday, what happened, happened. قَدْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. This is the qadr of Allah. Something we spoke about in detail. لَيُّسِيبَكُمْ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Nothing will befall you, nothing will happen to you except that which Allah has written for you. And in the wake of that tragedy, many people, if perhaps most people, only saw the negative in what had happened. And of course, the action itself is extremely negative. What did we speak about last week? To take one life. وَمِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. To take one life unjustly, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, is like killing the entire mankind. So the act in itself, extremely negative. But subhan al-Khaliq, look at the beauty. As the Imam Sheikh Jamal Fawda, that is his name, Sheikh Jamal Fawda, Egyptian born Imam of Masjid al-Nur, the first masjid that was attacked. He gave the khutbah today. Well, they are, I think, about 11 hours behind us. Sorry, ahead of us. Behind us in terms of the timeline, but ahead of us in terms of time, yes. So they're about 11 hours ahead of us. And in the Jumu'ah khutbah, Sheikh Jamal Fawda, and subhanAllah, he gave a beautiful khutbah. There were thousands of people there, Muslims and non-Muslims. They gave separate seating arrangements for the non-Muslims. And he gave his khutbah. One of the things that struck me is he said that the blood of the martyrs has watered the seeds of hope. The blood of the martyrs has watered the seeds of hope. Yes, we grieve over our loved ones. This is something that is human. It's one of the great tests of life. مِن نَقَصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ. We spoke about that last week. Losing our loved ones. One of the great tests of life. And as human beings, we grieve for our loved ones. We cry. We shed tears. We feel sorrow. We feel sadness. But as believers, we know that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored those who He has chosen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَى. Allah chooses the shuhada. He has honored them. He has chosen them. He has elevated them. They are overjoyed with the favor that Allah has granted them. But subhanAllah, look at the aftermath of this tragic event. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought a nation together. And the ripple effect that it has had all over the world. We don't say that all the haters are gone. No, there are still haters out there. There are still Islamophobes out there. People who hate Islam, people who hate the Muslimin. There are still extremists out there. Extremists from amongst the Muslims, extremists from amongst the Christians, extremists from amongst the Hindus, extremists from amongst the Buddhists. Extremists from amongst the atheists is extremists wherever you go. We would like to think that they are the minority, few and far between. But what we saw in New Zealand, I think, is a model for the world to follow. There used to be something in Al-Andalus when the Muslims ruled in Spain, especially during the time of Abdul Rahman al-Saqr. Abdul Rahman the Eagle, they called him, Abdul Rahman the Third. It was an offshoot of Bani Umayyah, of the old Umayyad Empire, which survived in Al-Andalus. Remember when the Ad-Dawla al-Abbasiyya, when they took over, Bani Umayyah had to run for their lives. And Abdul Rahman the first, he ran all the way from Dimashq, from Sham, he ran all the way to Al-Andalus. And he established there an empire. He established there an Islamic state. But a true Islamic state of, as they say in Spanish, convivencia. What's the Spanish word? Convivencia. What does it mean? Coexistence. And an amazing coexistence it was. A coexistence primarily between Muslims, Jews, and Christians. And the community flourished as a result thereof. Everybody made a contribution. And coexistence doesn't mean going to the pub together for a drink, or sitting down together at the same restaurant eating a continental or English breakfast. You know, we do our own things. We pray our own way. We go to our own places of worship. We socialize and entertain ourselves in our own way. But you see, what we have done is we only do that. I'm speaking about today. In the Western world, especially. Even in South Africa, to a degree. We have isolated ourselves completely. In other words, we only do that. We only go to our places of worship, eat in our restaurants, socialize and entertain in our own way. And I'm not saying that must change. That mustn't change. We continue to go to our places of worship alone, to pray, to worship, to pray in our own way, establishing that perfect monotheism of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every time we go to the restaurant, we check to see if the halal certificate is up to date. أَيِّ لَحْمٍ نَبَتَ مِنْ سُحْتٍ فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. Why? Because any flesh that is sustained with that which is unlawful, the fire will have first preference over it on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. But what I'm trying to say is, there are other platforms on which we can come together. There are other platforms on which we can come together. It doesn't have to be socializing in the entertaining sense. But coming together on common grounds, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say to the people of the book, قُلْ تَعَالَوْا, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To who? يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Say, O people of the book, Jews and Christians, تَعَالَوْا, come. إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. To common terms between us and you. أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَا نُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. That we worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we associate no partners in His worship. جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. Now, does that mean only speaking about the essence of Allah, His divine essence, الذات الواجب الوجود, and then arguing about it and debating about it and competing with each other about it? No. If you recall, I've mentioned this before many times, that La ilaha illallah, this is the foundation of our deen. But there are many other aspects, even though the Christians especially, following the doctrine of Paul, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a different way. But the origin of their faith is still Islam. The origin of Judaism is still Islam. Why? Because we all go back to, in terms of the symbolism of the deen of Islam, we go back to Millat Ibrahim Hanifa. قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Allah has spoken the truth. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And follow the pure way of Abraham. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to who? To Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we break up that shahada, how do we break it up? La ilaha illallah, this is the immutable tawheed, the immutable doctrine of faith, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, what does this represent? وَلِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. And for all of you, we've made for you a law and a way. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him with the culmination, completion, and perfection of the law and the way, completing the deen of Islam. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورديت لكم الإسلام دينا. On this day, I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and chosen for you as your way of life from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam up to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam until the last hour, total submission and surrender to the one God, the Almighty Creator, Cherisher, Nourisher, Sustainer, Manager, Controller, Owner and Ruler, Guider, Protector and Helper of everyone and everything in the heavens and on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, you know, when I say that, I just feel this deep sense of gratitude. Alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. But now, why are we being selfish? Why are we just keeping it to ourselves? There's so much, especially when it comes to the people of the book, and many other nations and cultures and creeds. There is so many things that we have in common, that we can speak about, that we can agree on. And on the things that divide us, we can agree to disagree. We can agree to disagree. But let's come together. Let's start having dialogue. Not debates. Why? Because when we come together to debate, it's like two teams, Liverpool versus Manchester United, and the rivalry, and the more the one scores goals, the more the other team hates them. So we don't need debates. We need dialogue. And you can, it can be on an individual basis. Have dialogue. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Have dialogue with your colleagues at work. Have dialogue with your neighbors. Have dialogue with the people that you do business with. Speak to them about Islam. Allah, this is what has happened now, has opened, subhanAllah, today, live on national New Zealand television. And on the radio, they broadcast live the adhan and the khutbah of Jumu'ah. For a population that is barely 1%, for a community that is barely 1% of the population of New Zealand. Now tell me, who is controlling this world? Who is controlling the universe? Who is controlling the hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe that, inshallah ta'ala, New Zealand will be the first place where Islamophobia is buried. But it still needs to be buried in many other places. And if we do our duty, if we stand up and be counted with the true Islam, that Islam of at-tasamuh, of tolerance, of justice, of peace, we spoke about that last week. لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقُسِتُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah doesn't prohibit you concerning those who don't fight you in your religion and don't drive you out of your homes to act kindly and justly towards them. Allah, I can tell you, Jamaat al-Muslimin, majority of the non-Muslims out there are completely ignorant about Islam. There are those that actually go and look for ambiguous things, quoting them out of context, causing fitna, spreading hatred, spreading lies. But the overwhelming majority of people out there, just going about their daily business, just trying to survive, they are ignorant. Who's going to educate them about Islam? Are we going to leave it up to Fox News? Are we going to leave it up to Donald Trump? Are we going to leave it up to the thousands of Islamophobic websites on the internet? Are we going to step forward and represent that beautiful deen of Islam, firstly through our actions, and then through our beautiful words? أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Call towards the path of your Lord, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commanding us, Udu'u ila sabili rabbik. Call towards the path of your Lord with what? With tactlessness, with insensitivity, with arrogance? No, with wisdom. And good speech. and engage with them in that which is best. Engage with them in that which is best. Seeking to lift that veil of ignorance. In as far as whether they want to believe in what you are saying or follow what you are doing, that is entirely up to them. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين رشد من الغي. There is no compulsion in religion. You can't force somebody to believe something. Then it spoils the purpose of the test. Everybody has been given choice. فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر. Whoever wants to believe will believe. And whoever wants to disbelieve will disbelieve. So we just have to, like the messengers, each and every single one of them, they all said the same thing. And what was that? وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. We are not duty bound except to give over the message. It is for that person receiving the message to choose whether they want to believe in it and follow it, or whether they want to turn their backs on it and reject it. Even if it means they are quite happy to coexist and tolerate, that's fine. We will continue to coexist and tolerate them as well, with their different beliefs and their different culture. We need to see this as a responsibility, not something that we just do on the sideline, when we're not doing other things that are more important to us, like chasing after the dunya, enriching ourselves, climbing the ladder of status. This is a priority. This is an amana. This is a trust. When our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi, he handed that flag over to the sahaba. And the sahaba handed it over to the tabi'een. And the tabi'een handed it over to the tabi'een. وَمَن تَبِيَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And those that follow them until the last hour. And we are that generation now. We have to carry that flag. لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ. Wallahi, Islam is going to spread. غَزْبًا عَنَّا. Whether we are sleeping or not. Whether we are speaking about it or not. Whether we are practicing it or not. Whether we are representing it and being the perfect ambassadors, or inshallah striving to be the perfect ambassadors for it or not. Islam will spread. The Prophet ﷺ guarantees it. That this matter will reach those parts of the world that the night and the day have reached. Right down under. All the way to the bottom of the world. It has reached. بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ بِذِلِّ ذَلِيلٍ. Look at that. Allah. Allah. How did Islam come to South Africa? Did the Dutch invite a delegation from Indonesia? Hey? Did they roll out the red carpet for them? Allah, they brought them here in chains. They tortured them in the castle. They dragged them to Gallows Hill. They crucified them and hung them in Greenpoint. But yet today, subhanallah, look at this community. A community that is admired and respected all over the world. Subhanal Khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use people who want to destroy Islam to spread Islam. بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ بِذِلِّ ذَلِيلٍ. At this deen of Islam, says our beloved Prophet ﷺ, it will reach those parts of the world that the day and the night have reached. Through the might of Allah, whom Allah has made mighty. Through the might of one. Let me rephrase that. Through the might of one whom Allah has made mighty, or through the humiliation of one whom Allah has humiliated. So Allah is humiliating him. And I think it's a very good thing. I didn't mention his name last week either, did I? And I think it's a very good thing what the Prime Minister of New Zealand has done, not to mention his name. Not to mention his name. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبَتَرِ. Like the man who insulted the Prophet ﷺ after his sons died, that he has no male offspring, he insulted the Prophet ﷺ. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Inna shani'aka, indeed your insulter, huwal abatar, he's the one that will be cut off. Because if you don't have any sons, it's like, okay, you've got nobody to carry your name. Yet, subhanAllah, no human being on this earth, or no name is carried by more human beings on planet earth than the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet the name of the insulter, Allah has cut him off. Nobody remembers his name. So we won't remember the name of the perpetrator. He is humiliated, but through him, look at the doors of hidayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Even if we are speaking about hidayah to dilala, hidayah to ma'una will come inshallah. Even if we are only speaking about hidayah to dilala, what's hidayah to dilala? To be shown the path. Many people, not just in New Zealand, but around the world, are being shown what Islam actually is through this event. So hidayah is coming. Hidayah to dilala. And if they choose to follow it, then hidayah til ma'una, Allah will carry them on the path. That hidayah which we are all asking for 17 times a day, ihdina siratul mustaqim. Ya Allah, keep us on this path. So Jamaatul Muslimin, we need to step forward. Because now, we don't want to dwell in the past. The shuhada are the shuhada. They have what they have by Allah. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. There's no fear on them in terms of what is waiting them in the hereafter. Why? Because they've been promised Jannah. Wa la hum yahzanun. And nor are they saddened about anything that they've lost or left behind in this world. Why? Because Allah has exchanged it with Jannah. Replaced it with Jannah. Allahu Akbar. But I want to speak about going forward. We need to stop worrying about our little groups. Our little organization. If you belong to your organization, belong to your group, that's fine. That's fine. If you've got something to contribute as a group, positively, for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the deen of Islam, I say, Bismillah, come. Bring it. Put it on the table. The differences that you have amongst each other, khalas. As long as it's periphery issues, leave it out. Don't even mention it. Let's unite on the foundational principles of Islam. And let's call ourselves Muslimoon. There seems to be this need to belong. That it's not enough just to be Muslim. I can tell you, speak to anybody that has lived in absence of Islam. Speak to anybody that came into this deen. And I'm sure they will tell you, Alhamdulillah, it's enough for me that I'm a Muslim. I don't feel the need to belong to this group or to that group. Sufi, Salafi, Ikhwani, Tablighi, Muhajirun, Hizb al-Tahrir, whatever you want to call them. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these groups. Everyone has a contribution to make. And they are making positive contributions, Alhamdulillah. But let's not allow it to be as a cause for division, whereby we develop what is called asabiyya. What is asabiyya? Ta'asub. I am right and everybody else is wrong. And what do? We preoccupy ourselves with criticizing each other. We preoccupy ourselves with looking for shortcomings within each other. And then the shaitan is laughing all the way to the bank. Ah, look at them. They're so busy fighting with each other that they're not making any time to call the rest of the world to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Jamaatul Muslimin, again, natarham ala shuhada'ina. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our shuhada, grant them of the highest places fi jannat al-na'im, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be the true ambassadors of Islam, that beautiful deen of Islam, that tolerant deen of Islam, that merciful deen of Islam. You don't know the context of how many people have grown up, even the one who might be afflicted with Islamophobia, what they've been exposed to. Help them to remove that fear from their hearts, that fear, irrational fear of Islam and the Muslimin. Help them. And inshallah, be the sabab for them coming into the deen of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم, وفي رواية خير لك مما طلعت عليه الشمس. For one person to be guided at your hands is better than the red camel. That's like, you know, in those days, if you had a red camel, it was like having, I don't even say a red Ferrari, like the red Bugatti, the latest one. In the other riwaya, for a better and clearer understanding, especially in today's time, he said, for one person to be guided to Islam at your hands is better than everything that the sun rises on in the morning. Allahumma ja'alna asbaban liman ihtadayta ya Rabb. Oh Allah, make us causes, make us asbab for those who you are going to guide to Islam. In as far as Islam is concerned, Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah, this is the deen of Allah. We are not protecting the deen of Allah. We are not even protecting the book of Allah. We've got millions of huffaz, yet they are not even protecting Allah's book. Allah is protecting His book. إِنَّ نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا ذِكْرٌ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِذٌ. We have revealed this Qur'an and we are the protectors thereof. So if somebody is hafiz, just say Alhamdulillah, Allah has put the Qur'an on your heart. He can also take it away, so look after it. And as far as the deen of Islam is concerned, no matter what anybody is saying, it can never touch the deen of Allah. يُرِيدُونَ لَيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah completes and perfects His light, even if the disbelievers dislike it. وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the other verse, Allah refuses. Doesn't allow them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالُمْ لِيَسُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Indeed, those who reject Allah, they spend their wealth to hinder man from the path of Allah. They're spending millions, billions. In fact, Dr. Abdullah Hakim Quick, who was here in Cape Town, Allah preserve him and guide him wherever he might be. He gave a beautiful khutbah last week Friday about what happened in New Zealand. One of the things he said, that there's actually an Islamophobia machine, virtual machine out there on the internet, which is funded. He used an amount of $2 million. I'm sure it's far more than that. If we put everything together, not just those sites that are dedicated to creating fear, irrational fear about Islam and Muslimin, but generally what has been happening, even politicians, the general media, what's been happening since 9/11, creating this irrational fear of Islam and the Muslimin. So I think it's far more than just 2 million, probably in the billions, if not in the trillions of money that has been spent, publishing of articles in newspapers and magazines, etc., etc., etc. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those who reject Allah spend their wealth to hinder man from the path of Allah, and they will spend it all. They will spend it all. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرًا, and then it'll all be in vain. The more they speak negatively about Islam, the more people are coming to the deen of Islam. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَ, they'll spend it all, says Allah. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ, and then they'll be defeated. In other words, all their efforts will be in vain. Nothing will come of it. In actual fact, the opposite will come of it. So let us just do our duty. With wisdom and good speech, with tolerance and mercy and compassion, let us show the world the beautiful deen of Islam, the finality of the message of La ilaha illallah with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following that beautiful example that he left for all of mankind to follow until the last hour. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very good point. Very good point. In fact, I have the hadith in front of me. Just a reminder, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبِكَ أَنْصِتْ يَوْمَ الْجُمَعَةِ وَالْإِمَامِ يَخْتُبْ فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ. If somebody says to his companion in Jumu'ah, listen, then, and the Imam is giving his talk, then your Jumu'ah is null and void. Then your Jumu'ah is null and void. I'll give you the other riwayah of the hadith. Man takallama yawm al-Jumu'ah, whoever speaks during the Jumu'ah, whilst the Imam is speaking, فَهُوَ كَمِثْلِ الْحِمَارِ, the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is like a donkey, يَحْمِلُ أَصْفَارَ, just carrying books on his back, وَالَّذِي يَقُولُ لَهُ أَنْصِتْ, and the one who says to his companion, listen, لَيْسَتْ لَهُ جُمُعَةٌ, he has no Jumu'ah. Now this is for the one that says, don't talk. That's, look how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emphasizing how we must pay attention, not to the person standing in front. I've always said, and I will continue to say, I'm just a delivery boy. These are the words of Allah and the words of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I am giving over to you. But there has been, some people have come to me and complained that there are a few people that come to the Jumu'ah and they sit on their phones. Now maybe you're not speaking audibly, but if you're chatting with somebody, then it basically amounts to the same thing. So for the sake of your Jumu'ah, and for the sake of taking the benefit, not from the person standing in front, but from the words that are being delivered, please put your cell phones off when you come into the masjid. Jazakum Allah khairan, barakallahu feekum, nuhibbukum fi Allah, we love you all for the sake of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please come forward. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، عظمت جميع خصاله، صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم. أما بعد، فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة، إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمحوا لي وأنا أذهب بكم إلى بيت النبوة صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه، وهو يقول: مثل المؤمنين في تواضعهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد، إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فنحن نترحم ونتعاطف بما حدث بإخواننا في نيوزيلندر، ولكننا يا أخوة الأفاضل، بعد أن ترحمنا على شهدائنا، نحن علينا أن ننظر إلى أمامنا، إلى المستقبل. كيف نحن نمثل الإسلام؟ كيف نحن ندعو إلى الإسلام؟ فقد أمرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى: أدعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة وموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك مما طلت عليه الشمس. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بالتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته. فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام وفي اليمن وفي مندناو وفي بورما وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
Please make the softs a little narrower, just to accommodate those in the back. Maybe just take 1 foot forward.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة
قام الله أدام أحمد أمت السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. اللهم احسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تخزنا يوم الارض عليك نستغفرك ونتوب اليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. الله اكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم. ثم لترونها عين اليقين. ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر. إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. جماعة المسلمين, as I've requested before, I'm going to especially request of you today to join me in making dua for my mother-in-law who is busy undergoing an operation. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the hand of the surgeon and grant her shifa, complete shifa, min kulli da. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفيها. 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 نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفيها ويشفي مرضى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث من عذابك نستجير. أصلح لها شؤونها كلها ولا تكلها إلى نفسها ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.